ESPN's Teddy Bruschi describes what his Texans teammates are feeling right now.
Everything in your mind tonight, you know, as you go to bed and you think about the season, you'll be, you know, you'll have a little bit of that, what was me initially, why us? I mean, this is, we just when you, but just that, you know what it looked like and you know what it could be. From the offensive side of the ball, when you have somebody like Deshaun Watson scoring 30 points a game for you, defensively, offensively, everybody just feels energized.
Watson today was named the AFC Offensive Player of the Month, the first rookie quarterback ever to win it, and he was also named the NFL Rookie of the Month. Tom Savage will take over as the starter on Sunday against the Colts. And the Colts put quarterback Andrew Luck on injured reserve today. He'll miss the entire season. Luck had surgery back in January for a torn labrum in his right shoulder. He still has soreness in that shoulder. Cavaliers forward Tristan Thompson will likely be out for about a month with a strained left calf. He got hurt last night against the Pacers. ESPN's Adrian Wojnarowski reports the 76ers are trying to accommodate the trade request by center Jahlil Okafor. He'll be a free agent at the end of the season after the team decided not to pick up his option next year. And Florida interim football coach Randy Shannon says Malik Zaire will be the starting quarterback Saturday.
Florida is in search of another coach after firing Jim McElwain. Who should the school be going after to fill the void? We'll ask Tim Tebow when he joins Mike and Mike Friday morning at 9:30 Eastern on ESPN Radio and ESPN2.
Calling all contractors, announcing the Ferguson and Ram Commercial Ultimate Van Giveaway. We're handing over the keys to a 2018 Ram Commercial ProMaster van stacked so high with brand name tools, you'll be glad you've got that 76 inches of cargo height. We'll even brand it for you, so there'll be no doubt who's riding in style. Worth over 100,000 big ones, enter at Ferguson.com/Ram Van Giveaway. Hear that? That's opportunity honking.
No purchase necessary. For official rules and eligibility details, visit Ferguson.com/Ram Van Giveaway.
How will the recent massive data breach affect you? Is your personal information at risk? If you are a Discover credit card member, there's an important action you can take to help protect yourself right now. Go online and sign up for Discover's free Social Security alerts. Once activated, we will alert you if your Social Security number is found on any one of thousands of risky websites. Learn more and sign up for free alerts at discover.com/free alerts. Limitations apply.
Trucks take the track in Texas, and Nemechek has some ground to make up.
We have nothing to lose in this position.
I'm Woody Kane. The story next on NASCAR Today.
Hi, NASCAR fans. This is Danica Patrick. Join me in voting today for the NASCAR Foundation's Betty Jane France Humanitarian Award presented by Nationwide to help decide which of this year's four finalists will win a $100,000 donation to further their efforts to give children the chance at a healthy life. Vote once a day, every day at NASCAR.com/award. That's NASCAR.com/award.
Duralast batteries are proven tough in the most extreme conditions. They're tested to start in 140-degree heat or temperatures of 40 below. Yep, they're that tough. So if they can do that, they can definitely perform for your nephew's soccer game, work through a scattered thunderstorm, or be dependable on Sunday afternoon trips to the grocery store. Because no matter what the weather's like, it's nice to know that you've got a proven tough Duralast battery under the hood. Duralast. Proven tough. And sold only at AutoZone. Let's get you what you need.
Get in the zone. AutoZone.
Earlier this season, John Hunter Nemechek ran off back-to-back wins when his team was in desperate need of sponsorship. In the first round of the Camping World Truck Series playoffs, he survived Talladega to claim the last transfer spot into the semifinal round. Now, after a wreck at Martinsville, he needs to make up 26 points to make the championship round in Miami.
We're just going to attack it just like any other race, and we have to come from behind a little bit, but we're motivated, we're smiling, and if it's meant to be, it's meant to be. If not, then it's not meant to be. That's kind of the attitude that we're taking into it. We're going to do everything that we can in our control to try and make things happen, but you never know what the plan is.
Two truck practice sessions at Texas Motor Speedway this evening, and we'll have live coverage of the Jag Metals 350 driving Hurricane Harvey relief Friday night at 7:30 Eastern Time. I'm Woody Kane. This is NASCAR Today on the Motor Racing Network.
6:05, welcome back in the third and final hour of the Todd Bromelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn, coming to you on all three KGYM frequencies. That includes 106.3 FM, the South Gym in Iowa City, where we'll be tomorrow for the KGYM road trip driven by Linder Tire. Stop on into the Coach's Corner in Iowa City, 749 Mormon Trek Boulevard, to be exact. We'll be doing the show there from 4 until 7. Great happy hour specials. $2.50 domestic bottles, $2 domestic pints. That starts at 3 o'clock. We'll also be doing the Carl and Ernie's Pick 6 at about 3:45 from Coach's Corner. We'll be joining Scott and Mark back here in the studio. You get an opportunity to take home a gift certificate, a $30 gift certificate to Carl and Ernie's Good Time Pub and Grub in Iowa City if you pick the panel member that does the best job of picking games against the spread this week. A quick update, and I have no idea why he would do this, but according to Howard Balzer, he was joking about the Colin Kaepernick workout. That's a guy who's covered the NFL for decades and I think seriously damaged his reputation.
Howard?
By joking around. And there's nothing in that original Kaepernick working out with the, other than the fact that it certainly is an eyebrow raiser, because Bob McNair seems to be an old curmudgeon and at the heart of the most recent flare-up with the NFL Players Association and the players kneeling as a statement. I can't believe he would do that. And Alex, what's going on with your guy?
I don't know. Howard, you were my favorite radio personality growing up, but
he's your guy, Alex.
He's my guy, and I will stand behind him. He is great at what he does, but this was bad.
So as bad as Patrick Ewing shutting you down.
Worse.
And as bad as possibly going into our office during a break to break wind and hoping
that
no one...
Who would do that?
Yeah, who would do that? No one would go in there hoping that no one would go in there. It is Thursday, and that means only one thing, especially in the 6 o'clock hour.
It's now time for everyone's favorite weekly segment.
Would you rather know when you're going to die, or would you rather know how you're going to die?
But why would you even say that? For shock value?
Can you give yourself a ding?
It's as simple as a yes or no.
Of course you would. Who wouldn't?
Would you?
Alex, I'm going to let you start tonight. Would you be disappointed right now if you were Iowa baseball coach Rick Heller upon learning that Connor McCaffrey is not going to join your program until after the basketball season is over and may wind up redshirting this year? They were counting on him this year.
Yes.
To play for them.
Definitely. I've never seen Connor McCaffrey play baseball, but I know some people that have, and including a guest on our show weekly, Jack Dom. And when Jack Dom says that Connor McCaffrey is a future professional baseball player and has the ceiling and the potential that he does, that's a guy that you want to play right away. And the McCaffrey family wanted Connor to redshirt from basketball to take a year away from his father's program. He's good enough to be a Big Ten basketball player. He's a four-star recruit. They wanted him to redshirt because they realize his potential at the game of baseball. So no, there's no question that this is somewhat of a blow to Rick Heller's team, especially after you lose a guy like Jake Adams. But don't put it past Coach Heller look what happened last year. There was a lot of disappointment heading into the season, losing a couple of big-time arms, including C.J. Eldred. He doesn't come back this year. He always seems to find a way to rally the team. And yes, of course, this is disappointing, but I think they'll be all right.
Yeah, off the top, of course it's disappointing, because I, like Alex, have not seen Connor play myself. But as I understand, he's a very legitimate pro prospect. And so, I mean, he's going to be an impact player even as a young guy. If he's got that talent, Rick Heller's expecting an impact player on his team. And to lose that, of course, is disappointing. But to me, kind of the most, I don't know if disappointing or frustrating or annoying in a way is the right word, but kind of, you knew he was going to be a two-sport athlete. You knew you're going to probably going to run into this conflict maybe down the line, and now with the situation with the basketball team, losing Christian Williams and kind of thrusting Connor into this position, that's kind of the most frustrating or disappointing part of it to me, is just the timing of it. Because Connor, he was supposed to be able to have at least one season here where he was just going to redshirt in basketball, go play baseball, have a good year. That, to me, is the most disappointing part about it.
Kyle, if you were an Iowa State fan, how would you approach the college football playoff polls moving forward, and I guess the season in general at this point?
I'm not an Iowa State fan as it is, but I'm already excited for them. I'm excited with them even. They're 15. They're sitting right there. They've got West Virginia is no longer ranked, but a decent team. It'll look good on the resume. And then 2 weeks from now, you can't look ahead, but they've got a big game against number 11 right now, at least, Oklahoma State. You're looking at a pretty easy recipe for them to be up there knocking on that door, maybe as, you know, if they win these next two games, they might be sitting up around 8 or so. So, I mean, I you kind of got to be a little hesitant. You can't. No, you don't have to be hesitant. There's no reason for Iowa State fans to not be absolutely excited every time those polls come out.
Iowa State fans learn from my mistake and learn from Iowa fans' mistake a couple of years ago. Iowa was ranked in the top five, and there was a segment of the fan base that was enjoying it, and there was a segment of the fan base that was concentrating on what everybody else was saying about them and just sort of letting it stress them out. Myself, 2 years ago, when Memphis was ranked in the top 15, same thing. I didn't get a chance to enjoy it as much as I wanted to. You're constantly stressing about what the number is next to your team's name and not realizing what you're doing is historic and may never happen again. So Iowa State fans, if this team wins 8 or 9 games, you have to take it for what it is, and you have to have some context. If they go out and lose the next two games, all is not lost because they have two games to end the season where they probably should win. If they win one of the next two, then you characterize this as a huge success, and if they win the next two, then the legend lives on for this season because they could be heading for the Big 12 championship at this point. Enjoy the run. It's really difficult in the moment. When you're constantly stressing about the next opponent, you play one good opponent in TCU, you got to go back on the road to take on West Virginia the next week, then you got to come home and take on Oklahoma State. It is a wild and nerve-wracking ride, but like I said, it may never happen again, so enjoy it.
Alex, would you classify Clayton Kershaw as a disappointing failure? Because Clayton Kershaw himself has defined himself as a failure. He said one of these days, maybe he won't fail. He is taking the World Series loss to the Astros extremely hard from the sound of it.
That's an emotional man after an emotional series. There's no way you can classify him that way, and there's no way that he really could even classify himself that way, even if he is as big of a critic on himself as we know that he is. So this guy is the greatest, maybe the one or two greatest pitchers that I've seen during my lifetime. So he has a career 3.08 or had a career 3.08 ERA coming into the World Series in the postseason. Not a failure by any means. And it seems like a very emotional statement after what was a heartbreaking loss last night to the Houston Astros.
Of course, Clayton Kershaw is not a disappointing failure. That failure word, when you say that, Todd, you just ask the question, that is such a harsh word when it comes to a player in any sport, really. Failure is just so harsh. So, of course, obviously, he's not a failure. Disappointing, maybe, between the injuries and the obvious postseason struggles, but when it comes down to it, baseball, you know, just as much, if not more than any other sport, one player does not make or break a season or even a game for the most part. I mean, he's the ace. He's supposed to be the best player on that team. So he, you know, he seems like a decent leader guy. So, I mean, of course, it's not really surprising that he's going to take the blame for that and you know, try to maybe even put a little too much responsibility on his own shoulders. But like Alex said, that's just a guy caught up in the moment of an emotional series, letting his emotions talk for him.
Let's stick with baseball here for a little bit. The Washington Nationals are a 7-1 semi-favorite. I think they've got the third best odds to win the World Series next year. Alex, would you say they made the right move in hiring a first-year manager in Dave Martinez, or would you have gone with a more experienced hand to guide a playoff-ready team?
I just don't know who that experienced guy would be. And they fired that experienced guy, and they went with somewhat of a polar opposite to what they fired. And that's, I think, the temptation when you do make a change with a manager or a coach in really any sport at any level. You see one manager with one style, you didn't like it, so you go to the polar opposite. You go to somebody who has not managed before. So, I don't know. It all depends on how Dave Martinez gets along with his players and how good of a leader he is with some of the talent that is assembled in Washington. This team has not succeeded in the playoffs under any manager until somebody comes in there and leads them to a couple of series wins and gets them to the World Series. I'm not going to believe that it's going to happen. I will believe it when I see it. So as far as the manager thing goes, it all depends on what kind of chemistry there is between Martinez and the players.
The first point that Alex touched on was, I don't know who this more experienced manager might have been. I'm sure there's a lot out there. Maybe if they could have gotten a guy like Joe Girardi. I mean, I haven't even seen if he's trying to manage again, anything like that. So I'll take the who out of it and just say, you know, in a perfect world, I think they would have gotten a more experienced guy, because I didn't sit in on the interviews with Dave Martinez, but I think what they're probably going after is basically this guy has observed Joe Maddon for the last several years. He knows how to handle a really potent lineup, and you know, he's just been around success. And so you see what they probably think they're getting in Dave Martinez, but like you said, this is a title-ready team. It's ready to compete right now, and I wouldn't really want the captain of, you know, or I wouldn't want the manager of my title-ready team learning on the job. You know, it's go time. I kind of want somebody in that position who knows what they're doing. Not that Dave Martinez might not turn out to be a good manager and do a decent job, but it's a risk I wouldn't really take if I'm trying to win a title that year.
He's been by Joe Maddon's side since 2008, going all the way back to the Tampa Bay days. And it was interesting, the comments from Mike Rizzo, the general manager of the Nationals, when they introduced Martinez today, saying that he is looking forward to working with a manager who embraces analytics and the statistical side of the game a little bit more than other managers, which
That's
is
a shot at Dusty Baker.
Very veiled mention of the toothpick, who is, I don't think I've seen him land a job anywhere else. Tony La Russa signing on with the Red Sox as a special assistant to Dave Dombrowski, the general manager there. Tony La Russa most recently with the Arizona Diamondbacks. The hot stove has officially been lit, because today is the first day of the baseball offseason. Alex, we mentioned the story earlier in hour number one. Gino Auriemma says everybody has baggage and that he would hire Rick Pitino at UConn if he had an opening on his staff. God. Would you hire Rick Pitino if you were in a position, you had an opening on your staff? He's a great basketball mind, but hey, man, hey, everybody's got baggage, no big deal, right?
As I said earlier, absolutely, because it wouldn't be a problem in the women's game, right?
Right.
No, wrong, incorrect. This is a guy who is a cheater, and what do cheaters do? They find ways to cheat. Whether it's paying somebody or breaking the rules somehow, they find ways to go out of their way to do something that is either unlawful, in this case at Louisville, or against the NCAA rules. And there are a certain amount of coaches who have been proven to be this in the past. And yes, a lot of them are very successful coaches, but at the end of the day, they always leave the place that they had success at in shambles. And you can talk about a guy like Larry Brown that way, Jerry Tarkanian, even John Calipari. Well, it'll be interesting to see what happens at Kentucky when he leaves, but it's the same type of thing. Kelvin Sampson also comes to mind, what he did to Indiana. Cheaters cheat. They find ways to try to gain an advantage, whether it's legal or not, and that's exactly what Rick Pitino will do wherever he goes at whatever level, except for maybe the NBA, where none of that matters.
Rick Pitino is such a slime. It is crazy to me that Gino Auriemma, in his position, would even suggest kind of... There's no way that I would put Rick Pitino into a women's program. I just don't want any part of that. He's already... Alex pretty much just touched on everything. He's always been a cheater. Cheaters cheat. And that's been with him as a head coach. I can't even imagine. First of all, I don't think he would take kindly to being an assistant and having to serve somebody else. And secondly, whether it's true or not, over the past couple of weeks, we hear about assistant coaches going around and doing nefarious things without the knowledge of the head coach. If Rick Pitino is really going to be less supervised than he was before, you're just asking for problems for any number of reasons. Rick Pitino, you should just not want to hire him. He's going to get you in trouble.
Finally, and it is the KGYM poll question tonight, or relates to the poll question at KGYMradio.com, which is sponsored by Emil's Hideaway. And the poll question tonight is the Sports Illustrated cover curse officially broken forever now that the Astros have won the World Series and Sports Illustrated put them on the cover 3 years ago, proclaiming that they would win the World Series in 2017? And not only that, but they put George Springer, who wound up being the MVP of the series, on the cover. Alex, would you say that 2014 Sports Illustrated cover goes down in history as the greatest called shot ever? How do you top that?
I can't think of one off the top of my head that's any
Joe
better
Namath,
than that.
Joe Namath guarantees that the Jets are going to win the Super Bowl against the Colts. Babe Ruth points to the outfield in 1932 and hits the next pitch from Charlie Root for a homer.
Allegedly. No, I can't think of one off the top of my head. Although, did Back to the Future pick when the Cubs were going to win the World Series, or were they
close? They were a year off.
Still off. No, I can't imagine somebody being more having a better called shot than that 4 years before it happens, and when they're in the middle of a 70 win season, and everything looks absolutely terrible on the major league team. And of course, everybody gets excited about prospects for every team, but prospects aren't exactly the most exact science, as you know, Todd, that all of them don't pan out. And at that time, to be basing the fact that a near 90 or 100 loss team would not only just be a 500 level team, but not only just be a playoff team, but to be a World Series team when they were winning 90 and or losing 90 and 100 games a year, and basing that all off of players who were not yet good enough to be in the major leagues, or who were too young and raw to be in the major leagues yet, is a pretty darn impressive accomplishment.
Yeah, it's definitely the best prediction of my lifetime, and I don't think it's just reactionary to say this. It might go down as the best of all time and will stand for a long time for a lot of the reasons Alex just said. It was 4 years in advance. They got the MVP of the series right on the cover. And not only were they saying, we think this team is going to be, the best in the league, they predicted the trajectory of the organization. They, like Alex said, they had 70 wins that season? it's just so impressive. That would be like, I'm going to publish a magazine tomorrow and say that the Detroit Tigers are going to win the 2023 World Series. That would be the only way. It's got to be something like that. You have to choose some terrible team 5 years in advance, pick it to the player to even be in the same conversation as that. That is the greatest prediction we may ever see.
That is Woodget. It is 6:25, about 35 minutes away from tip-off at Carver-Hawkeye Arena tonight between the Hawkeyes and Belmont Abbey, the final exhibition game for Fran McCaffrey and the Hawkeyes. And Kyle's going to be with us again in a few minutes for his next Midwest One Bank Big Board update. One player not playing tonight for the Hawkeyes in that exhibition contest. We'll tell you who it is when we return after this.
For the all-new McGrath Volkswagen of Marion, here is Pat McGrath.
When we had the opportunity to add Volkswagen to the McGrath family of dealerships, we didn't hesitate for a moment. With the high level of performance and dollar-for-dollar value in every Volkswagen, we were meeting the needs of drivers who appreciate the exceptional. And that's the beauty of Volkswagen.
Performance and value are yours at the all-new McGrath Volkswagen of Marion. But for Pat McGrath, Volkswagen is more than just a vehicle.
We love Volkswagen because so many people have enjoyed a Volkswagen moment. A road trip in a microbus, seeing how many you could cram into a Beetle, Volkswagen is fun. Take a test drive at either McGrath Volkswagen location and you'll love it too.
The all-new McGrath Volkswagen of Marion, the corner of Blair's Ferry Road and 7th Avenue.
Dollar for dollar, Volkswagen delivers great value. And as you have for 65 years, count on us for a great ownership experience. McGrath Volkswagen of Marion, online, McGrathAuto.com.
There's only one tailgate giving you the chance to win free airfare on Allegiant. It's the Eastern Iowa Airport tailgate. The tent goes up 4 hours before kickoff, so stop by and sign up for your chance to win free airfare on Allegiant. Play some games and enjoy eats and drinks, too. It's time to start planning spring break, so tailgate with the Eastern Iowa Airport and Allegiant this Saturday near Kinnick in the grassy grove of trees just past the right field fence of Duane Banks Iowa Baseball Complex. The Eastern Iowa Airport. More seats, more flights, more options. Fly CID.
At the gym, we know good sportsmanship matters during a game and in life.
And we want to recognize good sports like you with KGYM's Community MVP.
So if your nonprofit group is holding an event to help folks around here, let us know.
Just go to KGYMradio.com, click on Community MVP, and give us all the details.
Because you deserve most valuable player status for doing something great. And we want to help get the word out.
KGYM's Community MVP, brought to you by Fairfax State Savings Bank.
Hi, I'm Drew, Division President at Reinhardt Food Service in Cedar Rapids, and Reinhardt is looking to hire Class A CDL drivers. Our average driver makes $65,000 a year, has outstanding benefits, and is home every night for dinner. And right now, we're offering a $7,500 sign-on bonus to join our team. So call today at 319-390-7481 or apply directly at rfshires.com. rfshires.com.
6:28, welcome back in. Trying to finish up strong here in hour number three. Remember, tune in tomorrow. We'll have our final watch from Hertin and Stocker Jewelers to give away in Iowa City. It is time to fall back to standard time. That means turn those clocks back an hour before you go to bed on Saturday night. Or if you're still awake at 2 a.m. Sunday morning, you can do it then. Hertin and Stocker, located at 101 South Dubuque Street in downtown Iowa City. Stop on in and celebrate with the Dickens family. They have been in business for 70 years. One of them is always there. And, of course, make sure you let them know that you heard about them right here on KGYM Radio. Coach's Corner in Iowa City, going to be the host of the KGYM Road Trip driven by Linder Tire tomorrow. Stop on in. Great show planned for you, including a chat with former Iowa running back Albert Young during the 6 o'clock hour as Rob Howe from HawkeyeNation.com joins me. Right now, let's send it over to Kyle Mann. He's got another Midwest One Bank Big Board update. Midwest One, where you're the one.
Fran McCaffrey and the Iowa basketball team will be in action for its second exhibition game tonight. They've got Belmont Abbey College coming to Carver-Hawkeye Arena. Tip-off is set for 7:05, and tickets are just $5 for adults and free for kids and students. Belmont Abbey's making the trip from Belmont, North Carolina, and went 14-15 out of the Division II Conference Carolinas. Just a little bit ago, Isaiah Moss was ruled out as just a precaution, so he's not going to be playing tonight. Northern Iowa took one on the chin in Madison last night, falling to Wisconsin 69-38 in its exhibition game to benefit the hurricane relief efforts. Juwan McLeod led the Panthers with 10 points, but all that came within the first 7 minutes. UNI struggled, but a lot of credit should go to Wisconsin's defense, allowing just 32% shooting and forcing 16 turnovers. Former Hawkeye Micah Hyde is in his fifth season in the NFL and his first with the Bills. He's really hitting a stride now in Buffalo. He leads the league with 5 interceptions and today was named the AFC Defensive Player of the Month after 4 of those picks came in October. Another former Hawkeye, Greg Maven, who was cut by the Bills earlier this year, was signed off the Niners practice squad and joined C.J. Beathard and George Kittle on the active roster. Tonight after the show, we've got Thursday Night Football. The surprising Bills travel to New York to take on the meddling Jets in an AFC East matchup. That will start just before 7:30, and we'll carry the coverage right after our show on all 3 KGYM frequencies.
6:30 on the dot, the final half hour of the Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn on the way after this.
O'Reilly! Right now at O'Reilly Auto Parts, pick up 5 quarts of Castrol Edge Full Synthetic Motor Oil for $28.95 and get a $10 O'Reilly Auto Parts gift card after mail-in rebate. Protect your engine from sludge and wear with Castrol Edge Full Synthetic at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. Limits apply. See store for details.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
How will the recent massive data breach affect you? Is your personal information at risk? If you are a Discover credit card member, there's an important action you can take to help protect yourself right now. Go online and sign up for Discover's free Social Security alerts. Once activated, we will alert you if your Social Security number is found on any one of thousands of risky websites. Learn more and sign up for free alerts at discover.com/freealerts. Limitations apply.
Hey pros, from property updates to new construction, Lowe's makes it easy to save during our Ready to Refresh event. Get up to 30% off appliance special values, including great brands like GE. That's up to 30% off washers, dryers, refrigerators, and more. And knock new doors off your list with up to 10% off select in-stock Therma-Tru entry doors. For details, see lowesforpros.com or stop by the Pro Desk at your nearest Lowe's. Appliance offer valid 9/28 through 10/31. Door offer valid 10/23 through 11/3. Selection varies by store, U.S. only.
Sometimes the best seats in the house are above it. In college football, that's the Goodyear blimp. And for more than 60 years, we've seen what it takes to be worthy. It takes toughness, dedication, and perseverance. Because seasons aren't measured by wins and losses, but by heart. Some call it hard work, determination, or grit. We call it blimp worthy. Goodyear, official sponsor of the college football playoff.
Cancellation fee may apply, subject to eligibility. Not available in Alaska, Missouri, and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warrantech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit tocowarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
Attention all U.S. drivers. Do you own a vehicle with less than 175,000 miles, with a manufacturer's warranty about to expire, or no warranty coverage at all? In order to save drivers big money on future covered auto repair costs, Toco Warranty is proud to offer an affordable vehicle repair protection plan that can save you big off vehicle repair costs. Those who qualify will have all future covered auto repair bills paid directly to the repair shop. That means you can keep your hard-earned cash when something covered breaks. You can pick your plan, even repair shop. Roadside service, towing, and rental car benefits are included, giving you complete protection. All this at a fraction of what you'd pay out of pocket. Call now for your free 5-minute quote. Call 800-226-9187. 800-226-9187. 800-226-9187.
Welcome back in. It is 6:34 here in Eastern Iowa, 106.3 FM our South Gym in Iowa City, 107.5 FM the North Gym in Cedar Rapids, and 1600 AM known here in the building as the historic main gym frequency, KGYM and the Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn, taking you to 7 o'clock and Thursday Night Football on the horizon for you, and plenty more to get to over the final 25 minutes of the show tonight. The Associated Press has a pretty interesting look at some college football coaches who are on the hot seat. And these are all names, most of them, that we've talked about quite a bit here on the show as to whether or not they'll be coaching next year. And I think you and I are in agreement that these guys are going to be out of jobs. But the buyouts can make things a little tricky here. Brett Bielema at Arkansas is under contract for three more seasons, and the buyout at the end of this year would be $5.9 million. Does that buy him a little slack in the rope, or if you're Arkansas, are you making a change after the year is over? I know what you're going to say. I know you think that the Memphis coach is going to be the next head coach at Arkansas, but does Bielema make it beyond 2017 in Fayetteville?
I don't think it's necessarily a done deal. I think a lot of people are projecting that there's no chance that he's going to be back. There's no chance that Butch Jones is going to be back. I'm about 80% sure that Mike Riley will be out at Nebraska. UCLA's Jim Mora, his contract runs up at the end of the season. He's probably not going to be back. I'd say it's about a 50-50 chance for Brett Bielema and Arkansas. You think about the money that they have as far as donors. You brought it up. I thought a couple of weeks ago, you hit the nail right on the head. There's a certain NFL owner that would be fine to cut a $5.9 million check.
Jerry Jones wants a new face on the sidelines in Fayetteville. He could probably pay that on his own. This just underscores what terrible, terrible businesses college football athletic directors are in. Bielema got a six-year deal after they went 7-6 in 2014, which was his second season there. So he's one game over 500, and he got a six-year extension. And obviously a very nice golden parachute should he have to be bought out. Since he got that extension, he's 18-16 overall and three games under 500 in the SEC. Now, also in the SEC, we've talked a lot about Butch Jones at Tennessee. There were rumors that he was going to be fired earlier this week. That turned out not to be the case, and perhaps this is the reason why, like Bielema, under contract through the 2020 season, his buyout at the end of the year, $8.1 million. And he got a two-year extension after the 2014 season, during which Tennessee went 6-6. Iowa in the Tax Slayer Bowl.
I just want to know what goes in the minds. And this, I'm not trying necessarily to judge athletic directors. On one hand, I am. On one hand, I'm not. Why are these huge contracts given to coaches after mediocre seasons? And it's not just these two guys. You see it all the time. Whether the deal is incentive latent, where if you make a bowl game like Mike Riley, even if you're 5-7, you get a bonus. But why do these athletic directors, even, I think it's bad, even after the first, like a very small stint of success, to give these long-term deals. I understand that you don't want the contract to become a distraction like it has become for Jim Mora at UCLA. And I think UCLA is really one of the few schools in the country that has let the contract actually run its course and decide at the end of this season whether they want to bring him back. And based on the results this year, the answer will probably be no. So yeah, I get that you want to have the stability with recruiting. Is that the simple answer, Todd?
Well, that has a lot to do with it, but $8.1 million. Everybody is assuming he is as good as out the door. He's 21-13 since receiving the extension, and three games under 500, exactly the same record, 9-12 in SEC play as Bielema. How about Jim Mora at UCLA? Jim Mora has one extra year on his contract. He signed through 2021. His buyout at the end of the year would be $12.275 million.
So they did give him an extension recently.
He got it after they went 8-5 in 2015. He was there. That would have been the completion of his fourth year as coach.
Here's another one. What is Jim Mora's MO no matter where he coaches, the Atlanta Falcons, the Seattle Seahawks, and now UCLA? What you see early on is a good amount of success, and things kind of start to teeter off thereafter, and that's exactly what's happening at UCLA. So the first year he's there, they win nine games. are 10 games. The second year he's there with Brett Hundley, they win 10 games again. And then in 2015, they win 8, and it has gone downhill since then. They're 4-4 this year. I can see UCLA making a change at the end of the season because they have given him ample time to prove and to turn this thing around. He has the number one overall draft pick, or possibly the number one overall draft pick at some point as his quarterback. And I think when I watch UCLA, I notice the fact that they recruit very well as far as the rankings go. They have 4- and 5-star recruits all over the field, especially on defense. And the defense this year, yes, it's young, but it's one of the worst in the country. So I think that he's kind of lost that program a little bit, and I think, yes, he will probably be out of a job at the end of the season.
Now, Mike Riley is a guy we've talked quite a bit about. His buyout at the end of the year is $6.6 million. Since he received the additional year in September after Nebraska went 16-12 in his first 2+ seasons, so his record since the extension is 3-3, and he's 3-2 in the Big Ten. The landa10.com had a couple pieces earlier today on coaches that would be good replacements for Mike Riley if a change was indeed made. One of them, yes, unfortunately, Iowa State fans, was centered on Matt Campbell. The other one, what would you think of Craig Bohl returning to Lincoln as the head coach of the Huskers? Longtime defensive coordinator, assistant coach there, went to North Dakota State for his first head coaching opportunity, is now at Wyoming. We saw them at Kinnick Stadium back in September. A guy who understands the Nebraska culture?
I'd be shocked. I really would.
More surprising, Mike Riley continuing to coach Nebraska next season or Craig Bohl as the next head coach in Lincoln?
Probably Craig Bohl is the next head coach in Lincoln, because from the reports that we've heard, it's not necessarily a done deal that Mike Riley will be out as head coach at the end of the season of the Nebraska Cornhuskers. I think he will be, because you bring in a new athletic director, and that athletic director wants to bring his own guy in. And you know what Mike Riley is. You knew what Mike Riley was when they brought him in from Oregon State 3 years ago, and he has proven to be what you thought he was going to be. To quote the late Dennis Green, he is what we thought he was. And I think that Scott Frost,
crown him,
is in this case, don't crown him. I think Scott Frost is the answer there in Nebraska, and I know a lot of people think that's a risk, but Bill Moose went on Omaha radio earlier in the week and was just gushing over Scott Frost, saying he's the real deal, and he spoke extensively about how this guy at UCF is one of the more innovative offensive minds in college football. And he also is a big-time defensive mind because he got his coaching start as a defensive coach in the NFL. So he is a well-rounded guy, and if anybody's going to come in there and change the culture into and get the swagger back in Lincoln, it's going to be him. And other than that, I look at maybe Matt Campbell, but I just cannot imagine Nebraska being able to sell their fan base on Craig Bohl. I know what he's done at North Dakota State. There have been for the most part, turned Wyoming into at least a competitive team in the Mountain West Conference, although they're, well, I think, 5-3 or 5-3 at this point of the season. I just can't imagine that the Nebraska fans would take too kindly to that.
319-366-1600, that is the Hertin and Stocker text line. You can use it to reach out to us, as a number of people have, including someone who is taking umbrage with the reference to turning back the clocks on Saturday night. Trust me, plenty of people still have to turn back their clocks.
I take it you do.
Or their appliances. The microwave,
yep.
There's a clock on the oven that doesn't automatically change. And then we've got a couple clocks hanging on the wall, including my beloved Chicago Cubs pennant clock that they don't make anymore. It was very hard to find and to pay handsomely on eBay for the shipping on that to get it here to Cedar Rapids. Lots more going on. Thought it was an interesting look, though, at a couple coaches who have been rumored to essentially be all but gone. And then you look at the numbers and you realize maybe it's not quite as easy as people think. Now, there are the situation at Florida is really interesting because they're paying a lot of people to not work there anymore. Jim McElwain is just the latest in a long line of it's very similar to the Charlie Weiss situation where he was on the payroll at three schools at one time, which was that always fascinated me, how you don't build in language into the deal that says, hey, if you get a job somewhere else, we don't have to pay you. But it's the way the coaching industry works, and I understand that. I would have a hard time justifying it. But from football back to the world of baseball, because we talked about the hot stove officially being ignited, it hasn't taken too long for a lot of these free agent pieces to hit the streets, and speculation on where this player or that player could end up. I read a really interesting piece earlier today about, I'm going to go ahead and call him former Cubs ace Jake Arrieta, because I don't think he's coming back to the Cubs unless there's some sort of amazing discount deal or they just absolutely back into him. How about the team that just lost to the Astros in the World Series last night as a landing spot for Jake Arrieta? A couple people pointing out that the Dodgers would make perfect sense for him. They went out, they got they had rotation issues at time this year behind Clayton Kershaw and Rich Hill. I'm not quite sure the contract status of the rest of their rotation, but Jake Arrieta being floated as a possible Dodger or San Francisco Giant.
I've been hesitant to consider Jake Arrieta as a top of the rotation guy anymore. And for the money that he has been asking for, I don't know if the Dodgers really want to go that route. If he's asking for 6 or 7 years, then they probably will not go that route. I think the Dodgers have turned a corner in their franchise and realized that growing from within is better than going out and paying old, high-priced guys like older, high-priced guys like Jake Arrieta. It's possible. I think there are a number of teams that will be after him. It's just I'm going to be interested to see what kind of contract he receives. Does he get his 6 or 7 years, or is all he offered 3 or 4 years for his services?
I bring up the Giants and the Dodgers not because I wanted to talk about Jake Arrieta, but I wanted to talk about a troll on Twitter earlier today. The Giants and the Dodgers are mortal enemies. They go back all the way to when they were both playing their games in New York. The Giants tweeted out last night, after the World Series came to a conclusion with the Astros winning 5-1, a picture of the Sports Illustrated cover with Justin Turner getting doused in Gatorade by Yasiel Puig. And the headline on the Sports Illustrated was "Best Team Ever." The story, the Dodgers have their eyes on history. And whoever runs the San Francisco Giants Twitter account tweeted that out with 2017. That's pretty good trolling right there.
Yeah, not bad for a 64-win team. Nearly a 100-loss team.
And I don't know whether they're going to be able to turn it around or not. The Giants are one of those teams. Their farm system has not exactly produced a ton of fruit recently, and there's not, in my opinion, a ton of impact talent on the way there in San Francisco. And they had a little bit of a staff shakeup with Bruce Bochy's coaching staff. Dave Righetti's out as pitching coach. It'll be interesting to see how the Giants respond to what appears to be a new world order in the National League West, because the Rockies and the Diamondbacks are right there, along with the Dodgers fighting for supremacy. Now, the Cubs are also going to have an opening in their rotation, and a couple places seem to be kicking the tires on Jeff Samardzija and a return to the north side of Chicago. And I saw this, it was being discussed on my Facebook feed the other night by some people I know who are Cubs fans, And people seem to forget that just because a guy served one role in 2012 doesn't necessarily mean he's still cut out for that role 5 years later. There were people talking about Jeff Samardzija as if the Cubs were going to bring him in as a number one or number two pitcher. Like, oh, they're bringing him in to replace Jake Arrieta. No. They would be bringing Samardzija in as a fourth or fifth starter. I still think Alex Cobb makes a ton of sense out of Tampa Bay now that Jim Hickey is the pitching coach. I think you're going to see him signing with the Cubs at some point this offseason. But I would be open to Samardzija, and I said this at the time. He's more of a 3 5 years ago, and now he's more of a 4 or a 5. But you can do a lot worse for your fourth and fifth starters, a.k.a. Mike Montgomery comes to mind. I would like the Cubs to keep him in the bullpen. But look, this is the best part of a bad situation if you're a baseball fan. The World Series ended last night. That's unfortunate, but the silver lining is that you wake up the next day and it's the kickoff to the hot stove season, and you sit here and you start talking about where free agents are going, what trades are going to be made or possibly made, and who's putting themselves in the position to win the 2018 World Series the way that the Astros did last night.
MLB Trade Rumors put together a top 50 free agent list and where predictions on where they will go. Number one on the list is Yu Darvish, and they have him going to the Chicago Cubs.
Eh.
Here's another name. Lance Lynn as a 4 or 5 starter for
the
Cubs.
Would be a great fit for a team like the Cubs that needed somebody in the back end of the rotation.
And the other thing I noticed, since the St. Louis Cardinals are going into a big offseason, the top 10 players on this list, all the Cardinals are suitors for all of them, and MLB Trade Rumors predicts that they will get only one of them in Greg Holland from the Royals, correct?
Rockies.
The Rockies. Greg Holland went to the Rockies last year
and was one of the best relievers in baseball. And they're missing out on everybody?
If they miss out on everybody again this offseason, there will be hell to pay with the front office. I can assure you of that.
There's no way that they're Look, the signing of Mike Maddux as their pitching coach, I think, is a good signal that the Cardinals are serious about remaining competitive with the Cubs in the National League Central moving forward. But this is hot stove season. Sit back and enjoy it if you are a baseball fan. And last top story on MLB Trade Rumors right now, the Rangers have agreed to hire Don Wakamatsu as the bench coach, a former Cedar Rapids Red, and his wife, Laura, is, I believe, a former Cedar Rapids Washington graduate and a native of the area. So a little bit of local tie there. Don Wakamatsu heading to the Texas Rangers, where he will be Jeff Bannister's bench coach. 6:53, Thursday Night Football is on the horizon for you here on KGYM. Before we can get you there, we've got to step aside and bring Kyle back into the studio. He'll have your final Midwest One Bank Big Board update of the day when we return after this.
The Ford year-end sales event is here. Now with 0% APR financing for 72 months, plus $1,000 cash back across a full lineup of Ford vehicles. That's Ford, America's best-selling brand. Now with exclusive holiday offers. Get 0% APR financing for 72 months, plus $1,000 Ford credit cash across a full lineup of Ford cars, trucks, and SUVs. Best selling based on 2016 sales. Not all buyers qualify for Ford credit financing. 72 months at $1,389 per month for $1,000 finance regardless of down payment on cars and SUVs. 72 months at $1,389 per month for $1,000 finance regardless of down payment on F-150. Not available on Ford GT, Fiesta, Focus RS, Mustang GT 350, 350R, Raptor, or Super Duty. Take new retail delivery from dealer stock by November 30th, 2017. See dealer or go to buyfordnow.com for complete details.
Riverside Casino and Golf Resort has been a huge supporter of the Corridor Classic Tour de Cure for years, and this year they're hosting a kickoff event. Tomorrow from 11 to 2, sign up for the ride and registration is only $10. You get that early bird discount and a jump start in raising funds for the American Diabetes Association. Begin the countdown to the 2018 Corridor Classic Tour de Cure tomorrow at Riverside Casino and Golf Resort, 15 minutes south of Iowa City, or go to diabetes.org/CorridorClassic.
First Federal Credit Union is proud to present Corridor High School Athletics. Even against the toughest opponent, First Federal Credit Union always believes it's possible. That goes for banking, too. We have solutions that are designed to help you succeed. For over 80 years, we have been providing solutions for families in the corridor. From great products to outstanding service, you will discover it is possible with First Federal Credit Union. Visit us at firstfedcu.com. First Federal Credit Union, member NCUA, equal housing lender.
Register now for the Let Me Run Fall Fest 5K, presented by Pinnacle Realty. This chip-timed race on Sunday, November 5th, starts at 1 o'clock at Kirkwood Community College. Proceeds benefit Let Me Run Eastern Iowa Corridor. Find race info at letmerun.org.
6:55, welcome back in. It is the final closing minutes of the Todd Brommelkamp Show here on KGYM. Alex Kuhn along with me, our producer Kyle Mann back in the studio, and he's got for you now your final Midwest One Bank Big Board update of the night before we get out of here. Midwest One, where you're the one.
Fran McCaffrey and the Iowa basketball team will be in action for its second exhibition game tonight. They've got Belmont Abbey College coming to Carver Hawkeye Arena. Tip-off is set for 7:05, and tickets are just $5 for adults and free for kids and students. Belmont Abbey's making the trip from Belmont, North Carolina. They went 14-15 out of Division II Conference Carolinas last year. And Isaiah Moss, just a little bit ago, got ruled out of that game. That's just as a precautionary measure, so he's not going to be there. He'll be there, not playing. Northern Iowa took one on the chin in Madison last night, falling to Wisconsin 69-38 in its exhibition game to benefit the hurricane relief efforts. Juwan McLeod led the Panthers with 10 points, but all of that came within just the first 7 minutes. UNI struggled, but a lot of credit should go to Wisconsin's defense, allowing just 32% shooting and forcing 16 turnovers. Former Hawkeye Micah Hyatt is in his fifth season in the NFL and his first with the Bills. He's really hitting his stride in Buffalo. He leads the league with 5 interceptions and today was named the AFC Defensive Player of the Month after 4 of those picks came in October alone. Another former Hawkeye, Greg Maben, who was cut by the Bills earlier this year, was signed off the Niners practice squad and joined C.J. Beathard and George Kittle on the active roster. Tonight after the show, we've got Thursday Night Football, the Bills and Jets on... That's going to start at 7:30. We're going to have the coverage right after the show, and that's going to be on all 3 KGYM frequencies.
Boy, another thrilling Thursday night matchup. And, of course, talking about Iowa and Belmont Abbey.
Is that the best matchup of the night in the world of sports?
It actually might be, at least here locally. Thursday night football is what it is at this point, and... this exhibition game, it's going to give us another opportunity to see what Fran McCaffrey thinks of rotation. Last Friday, he played Jordan Bohannon and Connor McCaffrey together a little bit and kind of liked what he saw with both of those guys on the floor at the same time. Said it opened up Jordan Bohannon for some other things. So we'll see if we get any more clues as to what the Hawkeyes may look like when the season begins for real. Join us tomorrow. It's the KGYM Road Trip driven by Linder Tire. We'll be in Iowa City at the Coach's Corner Sports Pub. Albert Young will be our guest. Talk to you then.